Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations, but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness with me, Dre Williams. So glad that you are tuning in. I really appreciate the support. But let's jump into it. Today's episode is for every mom who's ever felt the side eyes, the jokes, or the whispers. When you choose to parent differently, eat differently, or build a life that your family doesn't understand. Being the generational changer makes you look crazy sometimes, but it's holy work, okay? Here's an example. One day, I was at a family event, and I told my son, we were sitting at a dining room table, and all of our family was sitting around the table. And my son was about maybe 2 at the time, and he had a water bottle, and he kept trying to like take the top off of it and tip it over. And I was like, hey son, like leave the top on it. And I just felt eyes looking at me, and my son spilled it. Like, he took the top off, spilled it out. And I'm like, okay, right, let's go get a paper towel, wipe it up, and we'll clean it and leave the top on it, right? I didn't make a big deal about it or anything, right? So I heard a side comment from someone else, and they were like, couldn't be me, because I would have just smacked him because he wasn't listening. And although I didn't address that, because for me, I'm like, sometimes, whatever, that's you, you do your thing. And it was just in that moment, I'm just like, wow, like, the comments be wild sometimes, you know? And that's just one moment, or there's different ones where the way that we eat certain stuff, like we'll eat like, you know, we love our roast vegetables and spring mix. And sometimes I'll hear comments from my family and be like, well, you might as well go outside and pick it up from the yard if you're gonna eat that, right? Or how we eat tofu, like sometimes we mix between like chicken, turkey, and we'll eat tofu. Like, it's a mix. Like, we try to take breaks between the two of like different meats and things like that. But we'll also hear comments, you know, because we take the long route in cooking instead of grabbing canned or frozen, the microscopic observations never stop. And there's also the aspect of homeschooling. Family members will say, but what about their social skills? Or you hear friends or strangers ask you that when you're, say, you're homeschooling. And as if sitting in a classroom with kids the same age is the only way to learn how to relate. Meanwhile, my boys are reading, playing, and interacting with adults confidently. The fruit is there. But when you're in the trenches every day, it's hard to see it in the moment. And those are just some real life personal examples of what I've encountered. And it's no way of shaming anyone, because this is just my reality. And this is how we do things in our family. And I also want to tell you about some research that goes with it as well. Because research from the National Home Education Research Institute shows homeschoolers often score above average in social, emotional, and psychological development compared to their peers. Social skills are less about age proximity and more about exposure to diverse environments, church, sports, community events. Those count as well. And for diet, countless studies show eating more whole plant-based foods decreases long-term risk of chronic illness. So yes, people may clown you, but the data is on your side. I've done enough research and reading and just seeing my own personal experiences, the impact that it does make doing these things. And I want to tell you how to like keep building when those around you don't understand. Hold on to your why. Write it down. When you forget why you chose this path, your why will remind you. Expect resistance, but choose presence. You don't need their approval. You need consistency in your home you're building. And the last one is celebrate your fruit. Every time you see a glimmer, like how I mentioned with my kids sharing outside, oof, that was just such a beautiful moment. Your child's joy, their growth, their confidence, hold on to it. Those small fruits add up to legacy. And also, you can check out my blog, How We Shop at Whole Foods on a Budget Without Skimping on a Quality. Link will be in the description, because making intentional choices doesn't have to break the bank. And if the family friction is leaving you drained, check out the quick wins to reduce burnout and overwhelm. Can help you reset your energy when the comments and questions pile up. And just know that you have community as well. especially inside the Lion Mama Collective. That's what we focus on, our community and showing each other support, because it's tough out here, but that's why you need people who have a safe space for you. Being the generational changer isn't easy. It can feel isolating, even discouraging, but remember this. The sacrifices you're making today are investments for the future. Your family may not see it, but one day the fruit will speak for itself. Keep going, Mama. You're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard. Until next time.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.